Hello, it's the morning after. It's John Givens, myself and Neil. Like I said, are going to take turns hosting these, but I am joined by Neil for this one, and we've got Carl Kopach along with us as well. So welcome, gents. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to talk about last night's games first. Well, last night's game, individual, though obviously there's a lot to get our teeth into around that as well. And then we'll go on to tomorrow, and in between those, go on to tonight, but in between those, we've got a caller, we've got Pete Selby from a Leicester point of view. Leicester play in the 6 o'clock game this evening, so just to talk to him about how he's feeling about the season. He works at the King Power, normally does as well, so his opinions on that. So all of that to come, but first of all, I want to sort of go sort of chronologically before the match, around obviously a couple of things that happened sort of off the pitch, if you like. The first one is around the Burnley squad, Neil, and it was interesting to hear Sean Dyche be very critical of the ownership of Burnley, because I'm not seeing him do that before or since. You know, we used to see it in other managers, coming out and having a bit of a fight and fighting their corner. At Burnley, they all sort of seem very close, so it shows he's not happy. It shows that he's... it's something that he feels is, you know, he's managing with one hand behind his back now, and it's this idea. Sorry to explain if anyone's not seen that. That basically any players who were out of contract in the summer, they've made the decision not to extend, and so he's left short, and you saw that with the bench.
Yeah, I think this actually brews up. I think it goes all the way back to Burnley when the summer where they qualified for Europe. And I think then Dyche was hugely frustrated by how slow they were in getting stuff done. And I think that, you know, it actually reminds me a little bit of Benitez around the summer of 2007, when it should be the best summer that you could possibly hope for. When, you know, in Benitez's case, then Liverpool got to a Champions League final, and he comes out almost straight away after the game, frustrated with the lack of progress on Malouda. And I think that this is where Dyche is. And this is, for Dyche, the first time it was very much trailed by people who knew how irritated he was, but I don't think he ever quite publicly went entirely on the record.